A few welcome thunderstorms are likely to occur in the southwestern U.S. Corn Belt and a portion of hard red winter wheat country over the next two or three days, but otherwise, most of the rest of the Midwest will probably not be seeing a lot of active weather for a while. The main reason for that is the high pressure system will likely build up across parts of the region ahead of Tropical Storm Isaac. Isaac this morning is approaching the Dominican Republic and Haiti and will likely intensify to a hurricane perhaps before moving across the island. We'll likely end up with the storm moving towards Florida, and as we get into the Sunday-Monday time period, the storm should start influencing Florida. We expect to see Cuba impacted before that, obviously, and some threat to some of the nation's coffee as well as citrus and sugarcane is possible down there, and the same will be true for portions of Florida. The citrus and sugarcane, again, being somewhat vulnerable to the storm. But where the storm goes and how intense it'll be, it will have a huge impact on exactly how much crop damage will or will not occur. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. But in the meantime, the approaching storm will build a high pressure system into parts of the eastern Midwest, suppressing rainfall over the next few days. But it doesn't absolutely end the potential for rain. This disturbance that will be forming today in the plains and portions of the southwestern Corn Belt will gradually work its way eastward. We'll likely see rain and thunderstorms from now into the heart of the weekend in the southwestern Corn Belt, and that means portions of Kansas and Missouri will likely see their first opportunities for meaningful rainfall. Maybe a half to 1.5 inches, local 2 and 3 inch amounts will be possible. Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma will be included in that. That means some of hard red wheat country will likely be impacted as well. But the marketplace might have the wrong idea about the rains for some of the wheat country. The storm system will certainly bring some meaningful moisture to parts of central and eastern Kansas as well as central Oklahoma, but those areas will not be planting wheat for a few weeks yet. It's only in the high plains that wheat will be going into the ground, and those areas will see less than 0.5 inch of rain. In the meantime, a ridge of high pressure will build up across some of the wheat areas next week, and it'll get warm to hot again with no rain, and a lot of the moisture that falls over these next few days will be lost to evaporation. The same can be said for the southwestern Corn Belt. In fact, some of the soybean-producing areas are already so far damaged by the drought this year that they may not be able to respond at all to the moisture that occurs over these next couple of days. So that really leaves us in a position where the rains may not be all that meaningful. The precipitation will move on off to the east as we move forward. Some areas in the lower Mississippi River Basin, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee will all have an opportunity for a little bit of rain and thunderstorms later in the weekend from the same event. But it is expected to weaken as it moves eastward, and because of that, we'll probably not see many areas get more than a half to local 3/4 inch amounts of rain in those locations. The same will be true for the upper Midwest, although portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa could see some local totals to upwards around 1.5 inches. Once we get beyond the weekend, though, Isaac will be impacting the southeastern United States, and we'll likely see high pressure dominate a fair amount of the Midwest, with showers most limited to the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and we'll likely see net drying and warm weather occurring in most other areas, and that may be the domination for most of next week, while the southeastern states get pounded with heavy rain and potential flooding. After that period of time is gone, we may see warm and relatively dryish conditions continue, with one of the models this morning suggesting a high-pressure ridge of significance may be still hanging around as we move through that first week in September. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.